Pride for Paula Sophia Schonauer. I'll never forget the smell of mouthwash on the breath of two old Choctaw women who got picked up by a cop and taken to detox. The cop was my friend, a 6'5" woman who joined the Oklahoma City Police Department as a man and transitioned on the job. Nobody on the force would be Paula's partner, so she patrolled alone, occasionally inviting guests to spend a day on her beat in the Capital District south of the river, a tough area, almost as tough as Paula, who stuck her big smiling head in every dollar store, liquor mart, nail salon. "Everything okay here?" Steadfastly, day after day, until she was liked, or appreciated, or accepted enough to be ignored. Every now and then, she'd get a dispatch call to another part of the city to handle some public rowdiness. Her superiors hated her, but they knew no one she arrested ever resisted. And occasionally, as if under a spell, perps confessed to her, saving the cost of a trial. We found the women in the dirt, reclining against a Walgreens. Have you ever smelt someone drunk on Listerine? Picture rotting feet in formaldehyde. They were all hiccups and smiles as they tumbled into the back seat. "Watch your head, sweetheart," said Paula. "Oh, thank you, sir," they replied. She didn't correct them, just delivered them. Serving with pride. The words on every squad car in that city.